Hi, I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayer & Mayer. Today I'm talking with Steve Tartosky, currently Project Manager for the Dothan-Houston County Chamber of Commerce in Dothan, Alabama. Steve is the former Grant Administrator for School to Work and Career Chair of the Region 10 Workforce Development Council, a member of State and Local Workforce Investment Boards, author of Regional State of the Workforce Annual Update, and a member of NAWDP. Steve has a Ph.D. in aeronautics and is an adjunct instructor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Wow, Steve. So I've known you for several years, but now I'm wondering, I didn't know about your Ph.D. How did you get from aeronautics to economic and workforce development?
Well, I came into the military in 1969 and spent almost 30 years in the military. At that time, I came in right out of high school. Of course, I had the GI Bill. And my field was aviation. I went to Vietnam as a helicopter pilot, and I just dove in head first, and every credential I could get in the field of aeronautics, I pursued and ended up with a Ph.D. in aeronautics. I still teach at Embry-Riddle University, but the day I retired, I was approached about being a city manager, and it sounded interesting. I completely switched career fields, and ever since then, I've been just changing jobs to whatever appeals to me at the time, and I've worked as a city manager, for an engineering firm, civil engineer, and now the project manager here at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Well, I'm beginning to see the picture now. So in your current role, you have an active role in developing this economic and workforce development region. So to start our conversation, can you tell me a little bit about the general area that defines this region?
Yes. Our region is the southeast portion of Alabama, which includes 8 counties. And I am, Houston County is the very southeast region. Within this region, we have a metropolitan statistical area, which is Houston County, Geneva County, and Henry County. And we also have a micropolitan area, but within that 8 counties, we have those two major areas.
Okay. So how have you been using LMI data to promote this region?
Well, we respond to a lot of requests for information from various companies that are thinking about coming here, and LMI is always something that they're going to inquire about. So we provide them everything they ask and much, much more. We do a annual State of the Workforce document, which includes much LMI information that is just extracted directly from the site and put in there. But we also use reports that are contracted out from the state to include the underemployment reports. We include a lot of information also from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Every bit of information we can get that basically paints a picture of who we are, what our capability is as far as human capital, we include in that document. And we respond to all these requests for information with as much detailed information as we can.
Okay, so you're using this information that you're compiling to promote this region, which is
absolutely
where we began that question, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so who typically is receiving this information?
Well, typically the receivers are companies that are thinking about locating here, and one of their primary concerns, as always, is labor availability. And they also want to know not only how many people are here total and available for work, but what skill sets they have. So we try to provide them that to the best of our ability.
Okay.
And usually that goes along with we analyze what occupations we have here using the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, and then we go in and see what skill sets they have that may crosswalk to another occupation.
Right. Well, that brings me to ONET, which has been a common theme in our conversations over the years. How do you use ONET in your data gathering?
Well, we use it in several ways. One of the primary ways we use it is to ensure that when we, as a local workforce council, submit for any kind of approval, funding, or assistance for a particular project, whether it be a new class, a startup program, that it is, in fact, meeting the requirements of the state, which is it means it has to be a high-demand, high-paying job or high-wage job. They don't really define high-wage, but the high-demand, we can go into ONET and look at the state and see if, in fact, that does qualify. And we've had to turn down a couple applications when people didn't do their research ahead of time. They had anecdotal information that they thought would suffice to qualify this for the grants, but it didn't pan out that way. And my statement to them is, look, you've got to have this backed up by data. Now, if the data that you have on the Internet through ONET or any other source right now doesn't back this up, then is it a reporting problem? Is it something that is not being submitted to the up the chain? And if it is, then it needs to happen. One particular area we had a problem with here was our aviation aerospace industry was really being underreported here. So I called the state labor market information and said, hey, why is this underreported? Because as soon as it's underreported, the teachers here aren't pushing that as an occupation that students could get into and expect to have a job in that career field. And it really kind of messes up our promotion of that as an industry with the data's not correct. So we just talked to the state, and they obviously did something different. And the next year, our technical fields for aircraft maintenance, power plant, and airframe mechanics was at the top of our list for growing occupations. So we keep abreast of what's on the reports from the labor market information because we want to ensure that, number one, we're not going in the wrong direction when we promote a program, and two, that the information is correct so it helps us promote that program.
Right.
And another thing we do is here in the Houston County area, we provide work keys assessments to all of our high school students. And in that state of the workforce document, we show the crosswalk between the work keys and the zones of occupations in the ONET. And we have a rather lengthy report in there that shows the relationship between those things. And so we're trying to tie it all together for the users here that we're trying to show that, yes, there is demand in that occupational area.
That is great, and that's a good point, how ONET kind of ties it all together. I've actually done those work keys assessments, and I often start with work keys when I go into an organization. Mm-hmm. I'll just generate the tasks of that occupation I'm profiling, and ONET gives me a great head start there. So
Absolutely.
What are some of the ways you've found to tell others about ONET?
Well, we have a crusade, basically, to inform others. Awareness or lack of awareness is a major stumbling block on any activity if you don't have that common knowledge. So we, as a regional council, promote the use of ONET. We actually link it directly to our ACT work keys program that we provide here, and we link the and show the concordance between the job zones and the levels of work keys on the assessments, and we do everything we can to provide that information both face to face in meetings with company officers, as well as in our document online, the State of the Workforce, which discusses these things. It shows the connectivity between the various programs and the linkages, and we have not only information about them, but we have links directly to the labor market information and the ONET and the ACT information, so they can see that there's a relationship here that exists. And our objective is, of course, paint a picture and make it a useful picture, not an abstract, but something they can look at, see, recognize, and see the connectivity when they do it.
Right. Well, we've discussed in the past the line worker curriculum that was developed by a community college here. Could you tell me a little bit about how you've linked them, mm-hmm. that situation with ONET?
I certainly will. And I was approached about the line worker program, and it was asked basically to come on board and support the grant request to establish the program. And, of course, the first thing I did was go online to ONET and see for Alabama what was the need there. Now, they had anecdotal information that indicated there was a high need, that many of these line workers were going to retire, but that was not reflected in the information that we were getting on ONET. And my statement to them was, look, I have to have data for me to approve of this and to back you up on it, and your anecdotal information is not sufficient. But if, in fact, your information is correct, then you need to find out where is the stumbling block between here and there and get it corrected, because somebody is obviously not reporting or it's not being received what your actual needs are, because they're not reflected in the current data. And they understood that. They went back, and I'm sure they've addressed that. And we had a similar situation with the aviation field, in that we knew ourselves here that we had a high demand for workers in the aviation aerospace fields, particularly airframe and power plant mechanics, but it wasn't reflected. And I queried the state about that, about their labor market information, and they said that their surveys were not indicating there was a need, but we pursued that, and we actually got the data corrected, and the next year it came out as the fastest-growing occupation in this area, which was very beneficial to us because we have an aviation college here that trains those people, but you cannot get people, particularly the parents, to pursue this or to get their children to pursue that career field if you can't show them that, yes, there are jobs out there and there is a high need. So when the data doesn't correlate with reality, you've got a problem and you got to get that fixed. And
right.
We work on that.
Right, and clearly you've shown how ONAD is a key in doing that. If others are interested in seeing that website, can you give the web address?
I certainly can. Right now it's on www.wpri.info, and that WPRI stands for Wiregrass Policy Research Institute, and in there it's in the local economic picture. There's some links on the right-hand side. Now, we also have it available on our chamber website, but I don't directly control that website, so the one on the WPRI site is up to date. The one on the chamber site will be shortly. Right now, it's the 2009 report, but that is www.dothan.com. Dothan is D-O-T-H-A-N.
Okay. Well, Steve, thanks for sharing with me today about how ONET is being a powerful tool in impacting this region and workforce development and economic development in this region. If others would like to contact you, if they have questions for you, how would you like to be contacted?
Email is the best way, and my email is S Turkoski, that's T-U-R-K-O-S-K-I, at dothan.com.
Okay, great, Steve. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Teresa.